This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, November 27th, 2023. We continue Chesam and Aleph, 8a, the second section. It is the green text. So a quick recap from last week. All right, we have an argument between Rav Meir, on the one hand, who says that first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for animal tithes from Ma'aser Behemah, and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, who say it is the first of Tishrei. They're arguing about this verse, right? This pasuk, again, it's important for today's learning, so we'll review it. As it says, Lavshu Karim Hatzon, right, which we're reading as the tzon, the sheep become pregnant. Then Ba'amakim Yatfu Bar, right, the valleys are filled with grain. Yitra'o Af Yashiru, that they are standing up straight and they're even sinking. Ba'amakim yatfu bar is, right, when it starts to fill the fields, that's an Adar. Right, then you have the 5 months later, next month is Elul. When they're standing up straight and singing, that's Nisan. And the next month, 5 months later, the next month is Tishrei. Right, so Rav Meir says, you read the Pasuk, right, love shu karim hatzon, right, they're pregnant, and then when are they pregnant? When the sheep, the valleys are full, and Rav Shimon say, no, you go to the last part of the pasuk, when are they pregnant? When the stalks are standing, that's Nisan, etc. Right, the problem, as I mentioned the end of Wednesday, is each one ignored one of the clauses in the pasuk. So the very end of the Gemara, we said, we learned last time, was idach nami haksiv, right, yitro'o af yashiru, right? For a mayor, it also, the pasuk ends that, right, there is a time when they're standing in the field screaming. What does he do with that? So he says, no, ahu be'aflasa. That part of the pasuk, right, is talking about sheep that were conceived late, right? So generally, the sheep are conceived when the field begins to be full, and that is in Adar. And yeah, there are some late sheep that come in Nisan as well. Right? Dahavyan b'Nisan, right? The late sheep come in Nisan. Now we say, Abi Idach Nami, what about Relezer of Shimon Aksiv? Right? They latch on to the end of the pasuk, standing and singing. What about the middle clause? Ve'amakim ya'atfu yar, that the valleys are filled with grain. So it says, no, that is, right, that clause is referring to the early sheep, and they're born in Adar. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, right, let's look at the sequence of the pasuk. Sheep pregnant, filled with grain, Adar, standing and singing Nisan. So, Bishlam, while the Rabbi Meir, it makes sense according to Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Meir is reading the pasuk sequentially and then ending up first of all, because it says, as it says, love shu karim hatzon, right? The tzon, the sheep become pregnant when bizman she'amakim ya'atfu yar, that's when the amek, when the valleys are filled with grain. And then comes the end of the pasuk to say, v'ikanami yisro'o av yeshu, there are some late sheep that also end up conceiving in Nisa. Allah, the Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, are reading this pasuk out of order. Right? They're going from the first clause to the third clause, right, standing and singing, and then back to the middle clause. Ipcha mi ba'ile, right, the reverse should be, i.e. we should flip the last two clauses in the pasuk and read it as follows. Love shu karim hatzon, the tzon become pregnant bisman shi yisro ha'af yashiru. Right, when is that? When they're standing strong and singing in the field, and that is in Nisan. And then v'ikanavi damakim yatfu yar, there are also some sheep that are conceived early when the grain starts to fill the valleys. Right, so their reading of the pasuk is that's a terrible read of the pasuk. It can't be. So elam rava, rather rava says the chule alma. Everyone agrees you should read the pasuk normally, sequentially. Love shu karim hatzon, the sheep become pregnant this man. When is that? She'am makim ya'atfu yar. Ya'atfu bar. That's when the valley starts to be filled with grain, and that's be'adar. Everyone agrees that that's true. if everyone agrees that that's true, why don't we count 5 months and then the next month Elul is Rosh Hashanah like Rav Meir? How do they argue on Rav Meir? So they're arguing about something else. Rather, they're arguing about this pasuk. Right? It says aser to aser, this double language of tithing. Right? Surely you shall tithe. Aser to aser. B'shnei ma'isos akasa medaber. Right? The pasuk, this verse is talking about two different tithes. Echad ma'isa behema ve'echad ma'isa dagan. One is an animal tithe, and one is a tithe of grain. So Rav Meir Savar, Rav Meir says, Makish Maiser Behema, the Maiser Dagan. Right? We have to have a hekesh, we have to equate the animal tithe to the agricultural, to the grain tithe. In what sense? Ma Maiser Dagan. Right? Just like the agriculture, the grain, Samach Ligamaro Isuro, just right, the moment it finishes. Growing, right? Right then, Isuro is the time for its Maiser. Af Maiser Behema, so too, Maiser Behema, the animal tithe, Samach Ligmaro Isuro. Just like the agricultural tithe, when the animal tithe comes, as soon as they are finished, right here it's not growing, but it is being born, i.e., 5 months after Adar in Av. Then we want to have immediately take the Maiser, and then the Rosh Hashanah is going to be in Elul, right? Samach Ligmaro Isuro. Makes sense. What about Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who say it's not the first of Elul, but the first of Tishrei? So Sabre, they believe, Makish Maiser Behema, the Maiser Dagan. They say, yeah, we also equate, right, animal tithe to agricultural tithe, but in a different manner. Ma Maiser Dagan Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei, just like the Maiser for grain. The Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, Af Maiser Behema, Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei. So too, right, Maiser Behema, the animal tithe, that's Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, right? They both agree that there is a hekesh, an equation, and a comparison. They simply argue as to what that comparison means. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.